tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2026, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today I wanted to take a look at facial recognition cameras and AI in medicine, because all of these things are now turning out to be racist, which people didn't expect. And the interesting thing about the facial recognition cameras are that a couple of years back they were saying that the problem with them was that they didn't identify black people properly. And I should imagine the reason for that is simply because of the dark skin. It would make it more difficult for a camera to pick up the facial features. If you're looking at a person with white skin, then you can see the shadow there and you can make out the features much easier. If you go back 50 years ago and you look at newspapers, when they were printed in black and white and they printed pictures of black people, you just couldn't see any features at all. And it was just the limits of the technology at the time. So today we have facial recognition, and we were being told a couple of years back that they weren't going to use this facial recognition technology because it couldn't accurately identify black people. And now we're being told that it is too accurate at actually identifying black people. And I actually have this article from The Guardian. Essex police pause facial recognition camera use after study finds racial bias. Academics discover black people significantly more likely to be identified when compared with other ethnic groups. And of course, people straight away are going to say, well, black people are statistically significantly more likely to be involved in violent crime than other groups when measured by capita. But that's not actually what went on here. They're not actually looking at the numbers of black people and white people that have been arrested. What they did a test. They put white people walking past it and they put black people walking past it, and they told the machine to look for certain members of these black people. So it wasn't actually related to their offending. But of course, because black people are statistically more likely to be involved in violent crime, they will end up being more likely to be picked up by these facial recognition cameras. And of course, that will be seen as a problem because everything is supposed to be equal. And then we'll probably end up with these cameras being paused once again. Well, let's have a look at the details here. This, as I say, this article comes from The Guardian. Essex police have paused the use of live facial recognition technology after a study found cameras were significantly more likely to target black people than people of other ethnicities. The move to suspend use of the AI-enabled systems was revealed by the Information Commissioner's Office, which regulates the use of the technology, deployed so far by at least 13 police forces in London, South and North Wales, Leicestershire, Northamptonshire, Hampshire, Bedfordshire, Suffolk, Greater Manchester, West Yorkshire, Surrey and Sussex. The ICO and Essex Police had paused LFR deployments after identifying potential accuracy and bias risks and warned other forces to have mitigations in place. LFR systems are either mounted to fixed locations or are deployed in vans. In January, the Home Secretary Shabnam Mahmood announced the number of LFR vans would increase fivefold, with 50 available to every police force in England and Wales. And they're saying potential accuracy risks, but I think it was only one person that it misidentified. But what they're saying is that there is this bias there, is that it is now finding black people more easy to recognize, which is sort of counterintuitive, really, because I say because of the dark skin. But it may be because they have worked hard on this, because they identified that as a problem before, and now it actually picks up black people better than it did white people. Essex commissioned University of Cambridge academics to conduct a study which involved 188 actors walking past cameras being actively deployed from marked police vans in Chelmsford. The results were published last week and showed about half of the people on a watch list were correctly identified and incorrect identifications were extremely rare, but the system was more likely to correctly identify men than women, and it was statistically significantly more likely to correctly identify black participants than participants from other ethnic groups. But of course, if it's more likely to correctly identify somebody, surely that's a good thing. Men are more likely to commit crimes than women as well. And yet it's saying here that more likely to correctly identify men. That's not what they're concerned about. What they're concerned about is that it's more likely to correctly identify black participants than participants from other ethnic groups. So we can't use it because it's too good at what it actually does. Is that what they're saying? Surely crime is crime, and it doesn't matter who it was that carried out the crime. You want to catch the perpetrator, and this is very accurate at doing that. That's what it's saying here, and it's saying that it's better actually doing it against black people. Well, if black people are more likely to commit violent crimes than white people, and they are, judging by the prison statistics, surely this is a good thing. I mean, if you look at the prison statistics, they're the same pretty much in whatever multicultural country you look at. They're about four to five times more likely to be involved in violent crime per capita. So if you have a black population of about 3%, they will actually make up about 15% of the people in prison for carrying out violent crimes. You have a famous statistic in America, something like 1356, 13% of the population, 56% of all murders. And this statistic holds up in whichever country that you look at. If they have a sizable black population, they will massively be overrepresented in violent crime statistics. And what they're saying here is that these people that are more likely to be involved in violent crime, this software is more likely to correctly identify them. So where is the problem? I mean, if you look at this absolutely logically and you just think, well, it doesn't matter what colour somebody is, what race they are, if they've carried out a violent crime, we want to remove them from being able to carry out more violent crime. I mean, shouldn't the black community be saying, well, isn't this good? Doesn't this mean that there will be more hardened black criminals that are going to be put in prison and are less likely to rob from us other innocent members of the black community? I mean, it says here that it's very, very unlikely that it doesn't actually identify somebody. It's very, very accurate, and it's more likely to correctly identify the people more likely to actually be carrying out crimes. As I say, if you're part of the black community, we often forget. I mean, as nationalists or as white nationalists, we often talk about the crime rates, and we talk about the problems in multiculturalism and all the white victims of black crimes. I mean, particularly rape. Statistically, black women just don't get raped by white men. But every 15 minutes, there's a white woman that's raped by a black man in America. So we often talk about white victims of black crime, but we forget about the black victims of black crime. And black people are far more likely to be victims of black crime just because they have to live with the black criminals. So really, you would expect them to be saying, well, this is good, because it's not saying that they're being misidentified. It's not saying that black people are being wrongly identified as being criminals. They're being correctly identified, and it will pick out more of these black criminals than anybody else. And surely that's going to make the black communities much, much safer. And I do wonder if they actually talked to black people in these communities and framed it in that way, whether black people would support it. Of course, it won't be framed in that way. It will say, well, this is bias, and it's only going after black criminals instead of white criminals. And this is the reason why the Essex Police have pulled this program. Continuing with the author here, this raises questions about fairness that require continued monitoring, the report concluded. One of its authors, Dr. Matt Bland, a criminologist, told The Guardian and Liberty Investigates, if you are an offender passing facial recognition cameras, which are set up as they have been in Essex, the chances of being identified as being on a police watch list are greater if you are black. To me, that warrants further investigation. But if black people are more likely to be on that watch list anyway, what's the problem? The problem differs from the more common public concern about the technology, which is that it identifies innocent people. Last month, it emerged that police arrested a man for a burglary in a city he had never visited, 100 miles away, after retrospective face scanning software confused him with another person of South Asian heritage. So that's what people are concerned about, innocent people. But what it says here is that that's extremely rare. Possible reasons for the latest issue with LFR include overtraining of the algorithm on the faces of black people. And I think that's what's happened, because there was this complaint before that it was no good and it couldn't pick up on the faces of black people, couldn't tell them apart. Experts believe it could be rectified by adjusting the system settings. A separate study of the same technology by the government's National Physical Laboratory found black men were most likely to be correctly matched by the system and white men least likely, but the effect was not statistically significant. And the worry is that they'll rectify the system settings by saying, well, once you've identified a certain number of black people relevant to their percentage of the population, then it will have to stop identifying black people, because otherwise there will be a disparity in the number of black people that are arrested. And that will be put down to racism and this being a racism system. In effect, they might give it a diversity quota and say, once your quota has been fulfilled of identifying black people, then you can only identify white people. And of course, that's anti-white, isn't it? The Home Office has said LFR cameras deployed in London from January 24 to September 25 led to more than 1,300 arrests of people wanted for crimes including rape, domestic abuse, burglary and grievous bodily harm. So if it's removing more of these people that carry out these crimes than it was before, what's the problem? Opponents of facial recognition technology said the latest research showed warnings about bias in LFR technology were being borne out. Police across the country must take note of this fiasco, said Jake Herford, the head of research and investigations at Big Brother Watch. AI surveillance that is experimental, untested, inaccurate, or potentially biased has no place on our streets. But we've just been told that it's removed all these rapists and robbers from our streets. But they're saying, well, it's not fair because it identifies black criminals more than white. Essex Police said, based on the... And again, if it identifies more black people than white, then surely black people are going to be pleased about that. It's not saying that they are mistakenly identifying them. It's not saying it's identifying innocent people as being criminals. It's saying it's better at identifying black people than white. And surely you would expect the black community to be overjoyed at that, that it's actually going to remove more of the black criminals from their community than it would have done if everything was equal. Essex Police said, based on the fact that there are potential bias, the force decided to pause deployments while we worked with the algorithm software provider to review the results and seek to update the software. We then sought further academic assessment. And that is concerning, because they're not looking at making it more accurate at identifying white people. They're looking at the algorithm, and the algorithm determines what results that they actually see. So the only way that they could adjust this algorithm to prevent this from happening is if they literally gave it a diversity quota, which would mean that more violent black criminals would get past the thing. As a result of this work, we have revised our policies and procedures and are now confident that we can start deploying this important technology as part of policing operations to trace and arrest wanted criminals. We will continue to monitor all results to ensure there is no risk of bias against any one section of the community. Well, what it seems to be biased against is criminals, isn't it? That's what it's biased against. It's got a bias for black criminals, which should be seen as a positive thing. Now, as I said, I think the reason for that is because the accusations before were that it wasn't good enough at identifying black people. And again, this is an article from The Guardian that refers to that. This was from back in last August. It says, facial recognition technology has been proven repeatedly to be discriminatory against communities of colour and will further entrench racism within policing. It has been known to lead to misidentification and the risk of wrongful arrest, as we saw in the reporting this week on the case of Sean Thompson. It is also known to be less accurate in scanning the faces of people of colour. So using it to target attendees of Notting Hill Carnival is very concerning, especially when we consider the Casey Report's conclusion that the Metropolitan Police are guilty of institutional race. Well, if it's less accurate in scanning the faces of people of colour, it means that they are less likely to identify people of colour on the watch list. I mean, that's what it's saying. It's saying that it's less likely to identify the faces of people of colour. And The Guardian is saying, well, we shouldn't use it then because it's less accurate at that. Now they're saying it's too accurate. It's too accurate at removing black criminals from the community. We don't want these black criminals being removed from our community. That's what The Guardian is saying. Now, this is all based on artificial intelligence, and artificial intelligence keeps coming up with these racial differences. I mean, years ago, they had Ty, this bot, basically, this AI bot. And within a matter of days, it had become a hardcore racist neo-Nazi, effectively, just by looking at what was on the internet. And of course, it had determined that race was definitely real. So they removed Ty. But ever since then, we've had the same issue with all this medical devices that we have. I've got three articles here that we can look at, and I covered this in detail a couple of years back. This one's from 2024. Medical device bias needs immediate action. Review. Immediate action is needed to tackle the impact of ethnic and other biases in the use of medical devices. An independent review says it found pulse oximeter devices could be less accurate for people with darker skin tones, making it harder to spot dangerous falls in oxygen levels. And it warned devices using artificial intelligence could underestimate skin cancer in people with darker skin. Well, one of these devices, it basically gets put on your finger. And if you've got darker skin, it's going to be less likely to see what's going on under it. I mean, it just seems common sense to me. What they need to do is create a device for white people and then create a device for black people, or have some settings that can actually be changed. But of course, that would be admitting that race is real. And this issue here, it could underestimate skin cancer and people with darker skin. Well, it's because they've got darker skin, isn't it? They need to change the settings. Somebody with skin cancer is going to have a different... The skin cancer is going to look different on darker skin than skin cancer would look like on whiter skin. So that's all they need to do this. They've come out with all these devices that need to be redesigned, apparently. The review said fairer devices need to be designed urgently. In total, it made 18 recommendations for improvement. And the government says it fully accepts the report's conclusions. The report was commissioned in 2022 amidst mounting concerns that ethnic minorities faced greater COVID risks. Building on previous research, the review said the devices, which are clipped onto a finger, can overestimate the level of oxygen in the blood for people with darker skin tones. The report says there is evidence from the US to suggest this can sometimes lead to worse health outcomes for black patients. And researchers say the situation is compounded by the devices mostly being tested and calibrated on participants with lighter skin tones. And of course it will be, because white people are in the majority in white countries where these devices are created. I mean, it's a quite a simple solution. You just have one device for white people and one device for black people. Of course, then there would be a suspicion that only the white devices were better at the job. But effectively, it's saying that, look, there are physical differences between races, and these need to be taken into account for medical reasons. I've got another interesting one here. This is from 2022. Artificial intelligence predicts patients' race from their medical images. Study shows AI can identify self-reported race from medical images that contain no indications of race detectable by human experts. And of course, their experts weren't race experts, and that's why they couldn't find a reason for why these devices were able to actually identify the race. But of course, races have different proportions to their bones. They have different bone density. There's all sorts of internal differences between the races. It's not just a skin colour. And that's why these devices were able to tell the difference. It says the miseducation of algorithms is a critical problem when artificial intelligence mirrors unconscious thoughts, racism, and biases of the humans who generated these algorithms. It can lead to serious harm. So they're saying that racists invented this technology, basically, not that there are actually physical differences between races, and computer programs are going to pick this up. Computer programs, for example, have wrongly flagged black defendants as twice as likely to reoffend as someone who is white. Well, we do know that blacks are overrepresented in the prison system, and we also know that people who are in prison are likely to reoffend. So that could be the reason why they were seen as twice as likely to reoffend, especially if the statistics were looked at by capita. If they were looked at that, well, white people make up 85% of the prison population, black people make up 15% of the prison population, so they're not likely to reoffend. But if you look at them by the percentage and say, well, they're 3% of the population, and the ones that have reoffended and back in prison are 15%, then that's the reason why AI will say they're twice as likely to reoffend. When an AI used cost as a proxy for health needs, it falsely named black patients as healthier than equally sick white ones, as less money was spent on them. And of course, I think this is an American article. Even AI used to write a play relied on using harmful stereotypes for casting. And of course, why did it use these so-called stereotypes? Well, because stereotypes are generally accurate, and people would like to see an accurate portrayal of life when they go to see a play. Removing sensitive features from the data seems like a viable tweak, but what happens when it's not enough? So what they're saying is they removed the self-identification that people had put down on their medical forms as being black, and yet these devices were still able to tell what race they were. How did they do it? Examples of bias in natural language processing are boundless, but MIT scientists have investigated another important, largely underexplored modality, medical images. Using both private and public datasets, the team found that AI can accurately predict self-reported race of patients from medical images alone, so they can't see the skin colour. How on earth did they do it? Using imaging data of chest x-rays. Now, remember, black people have a smaller chest cavity than white people, which is one of the reasons why black people aren't very good at swimming. They're more likely to drown than white people because there is a difference in size of the chest cavity. So that would explain why from a chest x-ray, a medical device can tell what race somebody is. Limb x-rays, it says, well, black and white people have different proportioned limbs. White people tend to have a longer trunk and shorter legs, and black people tend to have longer legs and a shorter trunk. Chest CT scans, of course, mammograms, that's breasts. I should imagine you can probably tell the difference between black breasts and white breasts by the amount of fat that's actually in them. The team trained a deep learning model to identify race as white, black, or Asian, even though the images themselves contained no explicit mention of the patient's race. This is a feat that even the most seasoned physicians cannot do, and it is not clear how the model was able to do this. Well, I've just explained how the model was able to do this. There are measurable differences between bones and proportions between the races. That's how it was able to do this. In an attempt to tease out and make sense of the enigmatic how of it all, the researchers ran a slew of experiments to investigate possible mechanisms of race detection. They looked at variables like differences in anatomy, bone density, resolution of images, and there are differences in anatomy and bone density between white and black, resolution of images, that's just how well focused they were, and many more. And the models still prevailed with high ability to detect race from chest x-rays. And of course, you would imagine it would be very easy to do that simply by the fact that the chest cavity is different between white and black people. These results were initially confusing because the members of our research team could not come anywhere near close to identifying a good proxy for this task. Well, I've just come up with a good proxy for it, says paper co-author Marise Ghassemi, an assistant professor in the MIT Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science and the Institute for Medical Engineering and Science, who is an affiliate of the Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory and of the MIT Jamiel Clinic. Well, with all those names after her name, you would imagine that she would have known or realised that it could tell the difference because of the different size in chest cavity, the different proportions. Even when you filter medical images past where the images are recognisable as medical images at all, deep models maintain a very high performance. This is concerning because superhuman capacities are generally much more difficult to control, regulate, and prevent from harming people. Well, how is this harming people? Surely the more accurate that it's going to be at predicting these things, the better it's going to be. If you've got ethnic groups and you've got different diseases that they are more susceptible to, and we know that different ethnic groups have different diseases, Jews get Tay-Sachs disease, for example. White people get cystic fibrosis. There's a disease that black people get that I can't quite recall at the moment. But if you know what race somebody is or what ethnicity somebody is, then you can then test them for these diseases that they're more likely to get. I think it's important that we do differentiate by ethnicity, and our devices should be doing that in order to make them more accurate. But they're saying, well, this is all wrong. No, they need to be. We don't want them to be accurate at doing that. They're literally hobbling the technology and preventing it from being able to do the good things that it can do. In a clinical setting, algorithms can help tell us whether a patient is a candidate for chemotherapy, dictate the triage of patients, or decide if a movement to the ICU is necessary. We think that the algorithms are only looking at vital signs or laboratory tests, but it is possible that they are also looking at your race, ethnicity, sex, whether you are incarcerated or not, even if all that information is hidden. Well, it would be able to tell that, wouldn't it? Also, this sex thing here, if you've got transgenders that are claiming to be the opposite gender, I mean, AI is going to tell you what biological sex they are. And they'll be looking at that saying, oh, how did it do this? This person identifies as the other gender. How on earth did the MRI scan know that this person who is really a male was actually a female? I mean, I just cannot believe that these intelligent people cannot work out how these medical devices are doing this. Paper co-author Leo Anthony Kelly, principal research scientist in IMES at MIT and associate professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, just because you have representation of different groups in your algorithms, that doesn't guarantee it won't perpetuate or magnify existing disparities and inequities. Feeding the algorithms with more data with representation is not a panacea. This paper should make us pause and truly reconsider whether we are ready to bring AI to the bedside. So basically saying we don't want to give this information. We would rather remain blind. I've got one final article here, and this is from 2025. New study investigates racial bias in artificial intelligence used for heart imaging. Researchers from the school have completed a study examining the source of racial bias in AI models used for analysing heart scans. So what could the racial bias be? AI models are increasingly being used for automated segmentation in medical imaging, including for cardiac magnetic resonance scans, which are widely used to diagnose and monitor heart disease. Segmentation is the process of partitioning a scan into distinct regions or segments to facilitate its analysis and subsequent diagnosis for the patient. However, these AI models have been shown to exhibit bias in performance by demographic group, i.e. displaying different levels of performance for different races depending on the balance of data used to train the AI model. Well, it couldn't possibly be because black people have a different size chest cavity to white people. That could be the reason why they have these disparities, because it's looking at them as if we're all exactly the same, or somewhere between halfway between black people and halfway between white people. Bias in AI is an increasingly important problem as AI is used more widely in healthcare. In the paper, we try to find the source of the bias we observed in CMR segmentation so we can try to mitigate it. PhD student Tiana Lee's study, which has been published in the European Heart Journal, aimed to investigate the root cause of the bias. Researchers trained AI models to classify whether CMR scans belonged to black or white patients and found that the AI was surprisingly accurate at distinguishing race, with the best performing model achieving an accuracy of 95.9%. What absolute shock and horror. How dare it be able to tell what race you are just from looking at your heart? I mean, this basically, it says that there are biological differences between the races, and AI is proving this. Further analysis showed that the models were not focusing on the heart itself, but instead on non-heart regions, particularly subcutaneous fat and imaging artifacts created by the MRI scanner. And of course, black females have more fat on their bodies than white females. Again, it's another difference between race. So if the machine is looking at the subcutaneous fat, it would be able to predict what race the person is. To investigate further, the team cropped the images to focus only on the heart. This dramatically reduced the AI's ability to classify race to 55.4%. confirming that much of the bias came from areas outside the heart. As I say, they're all different statistically measurable parts of the human body that would help someone to identify what race somebody is. I mean, this is forensic science. This is what forensic scientists do. When they find a bone or a piece of a bone, they can work out what the person looked like, what race they are, what ethnicity they are, just from looking at a piece of bone. And yet we're told that race is just a social construct and it really doesn't exist. And yet the more we add this artificial intelligence to medical technology, the more we are being forced to admit that race does exist. And instead of using that to make this technology more accurate for the different races, we're concerned with making the technology less accurate so that it can't actually tell the difference between the races. I mean, it's absolutely bizarre to me that they say no human being could actually do this, when anybody with a small knowledge of racial differences would probably be able to do this just by looking at the statistics. But of course, these really intelligent people with letters after their name that have been all through the university system, they're probably not even aware that there are actually differences between the races. And if they notice them, like they notice that the facial features on black people are different to the facial features on white, they probably tell themselves that that's racist. And in actual fact, it's just the one that they're looking at that has a different features. Anyway, it's good that this is all coming to light, basically, and AI is proving this. And I think that AI will continue to prove the existence of race. And I find it interesting that the complaints are that face scanning technology is going to remove too many black criminals from the community. Bear in mind, it's not saying that it's not accurate at finding criminals. It's saying that it's too accurate at finding black criminals, which you would think the black community would be overjoyed about, to be honest, that it would mean that there would be more black criminals removed from their community, and the law-abiding ones could go about their lives without being interfered with by the criminal ones. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Peter Rushton. God bless and hail victory.